I'm here with Natalia. I want to start off with a fun question. What's the most unusual compliment a fan's ever given you?
Gosh, that's a hard one. Unusual?
Yeah, we know you're a great wrestler. We know, you know, the Hart family dynasty. What's like something that you're like, oh,
they named okay. Their baby, somebody said they once named their baby after me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was like very flattered, but also like, I was like, I wouldn't even name my baby after me.
Okay. That's definitely a huge,
compliment, but
yeah.
Very unusual.
Okay. Just first name, I guess.
Yeah. Natalia.
Okay. It wasn't like too borderline. Okay. So you've accomplished, I just mentioned you're a great wrestler. You've accomplished a lot in your career. Champion, Guinness Book World Record holder. Is there maybe an out of the box goal that you have left in your career?
Oh, I have so many goals. I have so many things I want to do. It's funny, this morning I was talking to AJ Styles and I said to him, I go, you look in the best shape of your life. I saw Randy Orton the other day and I was like, Randy looks like he's in the best shape of his life. We're just getting started. And I think, like, because, you know, we've been in the industry myself and people like Rey Mysterio, and I don't want to put myself in their category because I am a humble person, but then I'm like, gosh, sometimes you
gotta- I'll do it. You're in the category.
Well, you just got to give yourself credit for having that kind of longevity. And I was saying to AJ, I'm like, you just look better than you've ever looked before. And I feel like for me, I feel like I'm just getting started. There's so many things that I want to do, so many women I want to compete against, so many titles that I haven't won. I've never main evented a WrestleMania. I would love to be able to do that. And I'd love to be able to continue to give back to women's wrestling. I think it's so important to continue to strive for that and to have goals and dreams. I have so many.
A lot of people are talking about Shayna Baszler this weekend. She did Bloodsport. Is that something you'd ever consider doing?
Yeah, I actually trained with Shayna and Josh Barnett prior to Shayna ever coming to WWE. It's how I met Shayna. I ended up getting her a tryout with WWE. I was like, I had so much fun training with her and Josh, and she was interested in being in WWE. I was like, let me get you a tryout. And so it's funny how our two worlds kind of combine, but I would love to do something like Bloodsport. I would love to do. I love how WWE is doing more. Like, Triple H is allowing our world to be more open to, you know, like, we'd never at Rumble, for example, to have Jordynne Grace compete in the Women's Royal Rumble. It was amazing. And for me, I was like, you know what? I would love to go to TNA and wrestle against Jordynne Grace. I would love to go to TNA, and I would love to pull Gail Kim out of retirement and to work with her. I mean, like, Gail Kim is a dream match, a dream opponent of mine. But like, I love how Triple H is letting us do more stuff like that. All of us yesterday were at Bloodsport supporting Shayna, and like seeing a bunch of WWE wrestlers there with a bunch of independent wrestlers. It was like really cool. I met Nick Gage, but it's like you just, yeah.
Gail, I've talked to before. She said, if she was going to consider coming out of retirement, it's the moment has to be right. It's not that she wants to. So
I know.
You got to be careful with how you say that. I would like to see it. That's all.
Well, and the thing is with Gail is that I absolutely understand why she doesn't want to just come out of retirement for anything. But listen, I had dinner with her a couple weeks ago. She's in the best shape of her life. She looks phenomenal. And I'm like, girl, we got to get you to do one more thing. Because, you know, she's so underrated. She's such an underrated performer. And also she's somebody that really was a revolutionary performer for the women. When she was in WWE, that style that she had is a style that so many women in WWE have right now. I think about Io, and I think about Dakota, and I think about Kairi, and I think about Zoe Stark. And I'm like, Gail was ahead of her time, you know, with that style.
Final question. I do a watch list feature. Is there a match from your career, if you had to pick one, that best represents the in-ring work that you're most proud of, one that you're like...
I love the match that I have with Charlotte Flair at NXT in 2014, The Takeover. I watched that match, and it was when Charlotte was just getting started in WWE, and it was her first like big moment. And I'm so proud of that match because not only was I able to bring something special out of myself that I wasn't able to really show before, because when I was getting started in WWE, we were fighting for everything, scratching, clawing, fighting tooth and nail to have anything. And Triple H gave me the opportunity to have a match that was almost 20 minutes long. And I had never had that before. I'd never had the chance to do that. And then to be able to pull something out of Charlotte that she didn't even know she had inside her, and to help her like discover what an incredible performer that she was going to become. It's one of my shining moments in my career. And I'll never not be proud of that match.